This is Jeremiah. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I got something in the mail. Were you giving out business loans?
Yeah, give me one second here. What is the 16-digit reservation code?
2311420001491.
Okay, let's see here. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Chris LaSalle.
Chris LaSalle. Perfect. Are you at 2003 Southeast County Road?
Yeah.
In Texas there?
Yep.
Perfect. What's the name of your business, sir?
It's called Breakthrough Deliverance Sanctuary.
Bright Food?
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough, okay. Breakthrough Delivery.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Okay. And why don't you tell me kind of a little bit what you're looking for so I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I have, I bought 8 acres out here in Texas. I'm a minister.
Mm-hmm.
I have a large internet ministry, and that's what that UCC, that EIN number is, the Breakthrough
mm-hmm.
Deliverance Sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And we get in donations on PayPal anywhere from like $2,000 to $5,000 a month, and
okay.
We're trying to build a small church out here.
Got it. Okay. Do you guys have a bank statement or a bank account where it's showing all those deposits going in?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure. How long has this, have you guys been in business for?
Probably, let me think. Probably about 10 months now.
10 months. Okay. So you're fairly new.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem.
I've been in other businesses. Like I have, I left my other businesses to go into ministry.
Okay. Okay.
What I did was I sold my stuff, and then I financed the ministry for the first 3 years. So the ministry's been going on for about 4 or 5 years, but I've only been taking donations to where I opened up an official business for the last 10 months because we're building a church now.
Got it. Okay, so is that what you're using the money for, is to buy materials for the church? Or?
Yes, I basically I need a construction loan.
Okay. Construction loan. And how much are you looking for?
I'd like to get about $100,000 if possible, but I'd be happy with anything.
Okay. Let's see here. Because I'm trying to think.
Just said you're giving out $250,000. I'm sure that doesn't go to everybody, right?
It doesn't go to everyone. We definitely base it off of your what you have coming in, your monthly sales. Well, in your case, it would just be your offerings, basically, and what your deposits are into the bank account of your church there. So what would you say every month your deposits look like?
Well, it's usually between like 2,000 to 6,000, you know what I mean? But
okay.
You know, one person could send in 5,000 in a month and make it go up to 6,000 that month.
Sure. What are your ending balances? They look okay, or
my what?
Your ending balances every month?
Yeah, the only thing I use that money for is for the construction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
So like basically there's two things that come out of it monthly that are guaranteed is my cell phone bill and my internet bill to run the ministry.
And that's it.
And then I've been taking like drips and drabs, like maybe $800 a month out to buy chainsaw blades and wood and different stuff to start, you know, we're starting to pour concrete.
Okay.
So okay. this project's already underway, you know.
That's perfect. That's good. That's good to hear. Good that you're getting it off the ground, and we definitely might be able to help you here. What is? How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit right now is about 650, and that's only because the balances are so high on my card. Like I pay everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. It's really good.
The balances are high because I've been, you know, maxing everything out to get this church done. When the church is done, even more donations will come in, you know, because we can gather.
Exactly, of course, and people are able to come in, and yeah, I totally understand that. Have you gone to a bank yet and tried to get financing?
I haven't gone to a bank because I haven't needed it until now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I had like 800 credit, and I had balances. I had like my credit cards because I was in business before, and I used to make a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I've just been using those credit cards as like a mini construction loan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But
do you have any current loans right now?
Loans. I just have those credit cards, and I have a backhoe that is in my name that my father's paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a $30,000 backhoe. He pays that every month as a donation to the ministry, but it is in my name as you know, as something that I've financed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a $4,000 mower. I don't have any car payment, and I own my property. I don't have any mortgage.
Nice. Okay, no mortgage. That's good. Perfect. Let me see here. Have you had a working capital loan before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I always made a lot of money, you know what I mean? Now that I'm in ministry, I kind of donate all my time, and the ministry's starting to get really big now, so it's starting to make more and more every month.
Sure, so you're able to pay for, you know, getting this brick and mortar built, and once that's going, I'm sure, you know, the more donations and offerings come in that you're able to go ahead and increase you know, your revenue there.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to post online the live sermons, you know, so we have something tangible. Right now, I just do teaching sitting behind a desk on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I have 25,000 subscribers on the ministry's YouTube channel.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, we have a deliverance ministry. We cast demons out of people, so it's a real big hit, you know?
Yeah, I like it. Okay. All right, so here's what... it sounds like I might be able to do something for you. What I'm thinking, out of this money, are you going to be buying any, like, big equipment, things of that nature?
No, I'm just going to buy construction materials and pay subcontractors.
Construction
materials. We own the land. I bought the land in cash, and I live on 2 acres of it, and I subdivided it, and I donated the 6 acres to the ministry.
Okay.
And I've already spent $15,000 on the metal building. And I have 7,000 in the bank account right now to finish the concrete, the foundation.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what I'm going to need for you. Let me go ahead and send you. It's a really short one-page application, and then I'm going to need a short list of documents like six months of bank statements, and the most recent. Actually, I don't know if you did. Did you get a tax return for last year?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't get a tax return because I'm a church, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay.
But I could show you 6 months at least worth of Wells Fargo statement where every day you know, someone sending in 50, 100, 200, 300, and then maybe a couple days go by, someone sends 500, then a week goes by, someone sends 1,000, every now and then someone sends 5,000, then 100, 50, 20, you know? It's just, it's a constant thing because there's so many viewers on the internet that they just send it into the PayPal and it goes into Wells Fargo.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I tell you what. What's a good phone number for me to call you back on?
It's 201-704-4409.
4409. And Chris is your first name, right?
Yeah.
Chris, what's a good email for me to send you this application to?
My ministry email is the one I look at all the time. It's called Attacking Satan in Jesus' Name at Gmail.
Attacking Satan in Jesus' Name at gmail.com?
Yeah, and if you ever... If you could just look me up on Google, and I'm, you know, I'm all over the internet. And if you need my email, it's right there. If you have a hard time.
Perfect. No, this is good enough. I tell you what, let me see what I can do for you, and then I'll give you a call right back. 201-704-4409.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, give me a few minutes, and I'm gonna call you right back. I want to see if we can even proceed, and if we can do something for you. Then I'll send you out the application,
right.
And then we'll take it from there. Because it sounds like you have some cash flow coming in, which is primarily what we base our loans off of. So if you're showing deposits right. coming in for the last 6 months, we might be able to help you out.
Yeah, no, they're going to keep coming in. This is just starting, and it's been growing at a rapid pace. Like, I've only had the YouTube channel for 3 years, mm-hmm. and I get about 8 to 10,000 new people a year.
Wow, okay, pretty good. Okay,
you know?
All right, great,
you
Chris.
You can go on YouTube and see it.
What do I type it under? It's YouTube, and go and type in.
Just type in Chris LaSala, and you have to get the official channel because people re-upload the video. The official channel has about 25,000 subscribers.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to use YouTube?
Yep.
Yeah, you just go to my main page, like the one that you could subscribe to.
Okay.
And that'll give you an idea of how the money comes in. Like, people go to that page there. That I have people that call in on Skype. We pray for them. They call in from all around the world. And then, you know, whoever wants donates. There's no mandatory donating, but the donating comes from the 25,000 people.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. It sounds like you're growing every year, which is good to hear.
Yep.
Okay, Chris.
The only reason I really need a loan is because I actually just... built my own house. You know, I'm a contract. Mm-hmm. I used to be a contractor, so we had to settle on this land first. So we've been doing nonstop construction.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, let me get some more info, and I'll give you a call back, Chris.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. No problem. We'll be in touch soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.